This is Ted Kennedy. A new phrase is entering the arms control dictionary, the Grand Compromise. In a moment, I'll teach it to Bob Dole on Face Off. Bob, President Reagan got away with a get-acquainted public relations summit with the Soviet Union last year, but people want substance at the next summit, and a new idea on arms control is being floated that can give it to him. The idea is called the Grand Compromise, and it has three key parts. Allow research on Star Wars, but not testing or deployment. Preserve the ABM Treaty as the cornerstone of existing U.S.-Soviet arms agreements. And make deep reductions in nuclear weapons on both sides. The Grand Compromise is achievable, Bob, but first we need an administration that is believable on arms control. There's still time for President Reagan to play the greatest role at the upcoming summit, the role of peacemaker. It'll be sad if he foregoes an agreement and chooses the role of Rambo instead.
Thanks, Ted, for pointing out how Ronald Reagan has set the stage for real arms reduction. It's about time you gave him the credit he deserves. But President Reagan and I want reduction in actual weapons. Arms control on paper means nothing if it is not backed by firm guarantees and strict verification. Now, you may not care about that, Ted, but that's what the safety of our people depends on. Strategic defense is the only way to lasting peace and security from nuclear terror. It's not a bargaining chip to pave the way for a feel-good agreement, as you seem to think. The Soviets expect firm leadership and decisive action on our part to defend the national interest. That's just what President Reagan is offering, and that's what's got the Russians back to the bargaining table. What really galls you, Ted, is that Ronald Reagan is being president. Well, all you can do is play the role of Walter Mitty. This is Senator Bob Dole. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.